Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues here, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, they have, through Sharing Change, donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out more about how your spare change can make a big impact, sharingchange.org. State Representative Mike Sparks joins me this morning, and you shouldn't have said, what do you want to talk about?
Uh-oh.
Because I've got something. I even printed it off.
We don't even rehearse this stuff.
And highlighted and everything, but I knew you were coming up today.
You never know what you're going to ask, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to tell you either. It's going to be a big surprise. So, but first of all, you wanted to talk about an event. Mechanics on a Mission is doing something pretty cool today.
Yeah, today, and I hope they don't mind me sharing it, but I'm going to share it. You know, I think I've shared with you and on my show on Sunday nights.
Yeah, don't tell Mike anything if you don't want it to be a secret, by the way.
Well, I've told my wife, I'm going to tell you, I was like, no, keep it to yourself, you know. If it's really good, I'm going to share it. But, you know, I've been giving this lady a ride, Suzanne. She's a nurse at UNA Elementary School up there in Nashville where the car wash is. You know, a lot of folks seen, you know, the Mercer Road right there. And her van keeps breaking down. It's an older van. We know her because her son was my son's best friend. He got killed in a car wreck, and I had to be the one to call her, tell her to come to the ER. My wife happened to be with the boy when he died in the ER. So, you know, that has always stayed with me. I mean, I can remember seeing the woman and my wife, and she turned like it was like a, I don't even call it, like an ash color, like a pale. And just watched all the trauma she went through. So I've been giving her a ride. Her vehicle keeps breaking down. And I see the chaos in Nashville. People driving in the center lane. People doing donuts. I mean, motorcycles with no tags. And it's just craziness. So really it was Tony Campbell. And he said, man, won't you get a hold of Mechanics on a Mission? I never thought about that. Because her vehicle is one of them. It's just not worth spending more money on them. I fixed the AC unit. Had a leak. So wasted all that Freon. It gets expensive. But anyways, had them on the radio and talked to them. They're presenting her a vehicle at Tire World in Laverne. And shout out to their sponsors. I know Tony Campbell Towing is one of them, Tire World, and I think Cantrell's Concrete's one of them. And so they're presenting her vehicle at Tire World at 2:30 today.
Nice.
Yeah, so give God the glory for it, because the other day I was giving her a ride, and she told me, she said, you know, she said, today's my son's birthday, the one that died, Nathan. And he was a good kid. He was a little mischievous, but he was a, you know, a good kid. And he hung out with my son for many years, went camping with us and spent a lot of time with us. And she said, I don't know, to celebrate or what. And I told my wife, I thought, do I go get her a birthday cake? I mean, I thought, my wife was like, no, don't do that. But that trauma stayed with her for all these years. But shout out to Brian Sweat, Mechanics on a Mission, for their efforts today. And shout out to Tire World and those over there and all these sponsors, you know, that have helped him. I know he said he talked to Rick Hall about some plans that they've got, and hoping county commission will be supportive, the mayor will be supportive, Mayor Joe Carr and others. But, you know, give God the glory for it. She'll get a vehicle, and it'll really lift her up, you know, to know she'll have some dependable transportation on the way to school.
So where'd you get that hat?
Huh? You really want me to share where I got this hat at? You like his hat, don't you?
No, I don't. You don't? You know what's wrong with that hat?
Oh, the orange?
No.
Three stars?
It's wrong.
With the shape wrong?
They're pointed straight up.
Oh.
They're supposed to be two.
Man,
on the
you're
side.
The only one that caught that. You know where I got this hat?
I look at the weird things that you probably Goodwill.
I got a Goodwill.
I did. That's why it's misprint.
But look, some sucker paid $30 for this hat. I paid $4 for it.
I bet they didn't.
I went and cleaned it.
I bet it was one of those. They said, oh, this is a misprint, and threw it out. And lo and behold, a state representative pulls
it
out. Yeah.
Well, hey, man, folks that go to Goodwill, you like I was with Commissioners, Representative Robert Stevens, and
y'all were shopping at Goodwill together?
No. And Brian, and was it Brian Terry? And this guy, he's a county chaplain, or he's the state chaplain, and Bill Geisel, he does a Bible study with lawmakers and staff and whoever else, and he's a great guy. He's into bicycles, you know, he's traveling across town with on his Trek bicycle. We were sitting there. I was like, he's a man, this hub messed up on his bike. He had to get it looked at. And he goes, I said, well, how expensive was that bicycle? He goes, it was $8,000 new. I said, dude, I just bought one at Goodwill in Knoxville for $20 of the day. And he goes, well, I promise you ain't the same bike that I had. Anyways, to me, it's the thrill of the hunt. Because you never know. Well, you know, the other day somebody said, yeah, remember that guy that found the Bill of Rights or the Constitution in Nashville? I said, yeah, you know what his name was? Mike Sparks. Mm. It wasn't me, though. Guy found it, got $400,000 for it. So the AP and CNN, and they're calling me. I'm like, I wish it was me. Dude got $400,000 for that.
You're not going to get it for that hat.
it was a print. What it was, somebody put the Constitution behind a piece of artwork, and the guy wanted, I think, for the frame, and found the Bill of Rights or Constitution, whatever was in there. But anyways, that was right there in Nashville, too.
Well, all right.
You don't ever shop Goodwill.
I'm not a big shopper, period.
Well,
you need to go to the new thrift store that's here in Murfreesboro, America's Thrift Store.
Okay.
It's on MLK Jr. Boulevard, so you can go right after. It's where the Roses used to be. You know, Mercury Plaza.
Yeah, I'm at Roses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've got a big store over there.
Now Bargain Hunt closed down, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we used to go and Bargain Hunt a little bit.
So but that whole I think it was AutoZone that is going to be moving into a big chunk of Jackson Heights with like a store and a distribution center.
That's right. Yeah.
Then now O'Reilly's.
So we're taking the basement, some of the basement area?
Maybe so.
Okay.
Now O'Reilly's is going to take the rest of that Mercury Plaza shopping center now and do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. So that's going to be full now, which is cool.
That's great. A lot of memories there. Remember Bonanza used to be there? Ponderosa?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, John Dinkins, who does the sports and the news and stuff in morning show with me, his dad back in the 70s and 80s was the Santa that you had in that little barn. That
I remember Santa when I was a kid. How old is he?
Who, John?
Yeah.
66.
I remember Santa. We used to go up there as a kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was dad. It might have been John behind the camera, but I remember having my picture made with Santa there.
That's cool. Well, I hit the Habitat store some.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know what you're going to find in there.
It's right down from that America's Thrift, and right across the street, Steered Straight has a thrift store.
So. Yep. Michael
DeLeon.
DeLeon. Mm-hmm. I appreciate his great work, too.
Yeah. So what I was going to ask you about is yesterday there was information that came out of Nashville about the state comptroller's finding about nursing homes and assisted living facilities.
Yeah.
That's bothersome news. For those who didn't hear, an audit by the comptroller found that the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission missed the federal deadline for about 42% of complaints filed against nursing homes and assisted living facilities between 2022 and April 17th of this year. Investigations were delayed from anywhere from 3 days to 5 years.
Wow. Yeah.
5 years makes a big
difference. I watched a little bit of the meeting yesterday. Yeah.
I knew you would be interested in that.
Well, you know, I dealt with that with my mother, my late mother, and I dealt with it with my late sister Vicky. Yeah. I watched it for 6 years. But here's the dilemma, and I know you've dealt with it too, folks, and I know a lot of your listeners have had family members in nursing homes. Here's the dilemma, and I watched this. I mean, it broke my heart to see my sister just in the shape she was in. And, you know, you never want to question God. I know some of us do, but what is his plan and this and that? What is his will for our life and her life? But she was a strong Christian. But, man, it's so hard to get the workforce today with that and folks at their hearts in that job. Because to go work as a CNA, your heart's got to be in that job. And there are people that hearts are in it. I witnessed it. And, you know, they called me a few months ago. There was a blanket left up there that Rhonda Gleason of Smyrna, now it's Egerton, one of my sister's best friends. It was from the town of Smyrna that I went and picked it up. But man, when you live this and you see it every day, and like my mother, she was in Tradition. Tradition's a nice place. I mean, it's an upscale place. And I remembered I would go hang out with my mom. You know, she's Catholic, and she'd do a little rosary and say her prayers and all that. I pray with her and help her get ready for bed. And she, she was like, well, I got to wait for the nurse to come by. I'm like, okay. So nurse never came by. So I went and found another nurse. And she said, well, let me check the one doing the medication. Well, that woman just walked out, quit. Just quit. You know, it's like, wow. I mean, I've seen it with my hospital, mental health hospital boarding bill that powerful lobbyists, the most powerful in the state, fought me on. I pass it on my side, but these are the most powerful that fought me on that bill for mental health. And but you can't get, it's so hard to get folks to work in that type of environment, whether it's mental health, nursing homes, and I'm not trying to make excuse for the nursing homes, but there's a deeper problem here. You know, it goes back to workforce. That's why I'm worried about this next generation. I see it at the Capitol. I mean, I was just talking to somebody earlier. A lot of folks that work in state government, their heart's not in what they do. You know.
We had a situation within the last 6 months where, you know, it was 12 hours, a full shift that my wife didn't see someone, you know, and she had some things that needed to be attended to, and it didn't happen. And, you know, it was, well, we were short-staffed. Well, they have call lights, they're blinking, you know, 12 hours is a long time, you know, an entire shift.
Yeah.
So I actually drove up there right around shift change, and
they always say that family needs to visit up there. But see, Vicky, my sister was like, I mean, she was MVP. She was a better athlete than me. It was kind of embarrassing growing up. She was MVP, scholarship, softball. I mean, just a standout. You know, she's the one that went to school for journalism and decided not to go into it. She called it the dirty laundry, and she went into insurance sales. Well, it was so sad. Here she was, a standout in insurance, and then when I reached out to Humana, who she had a policy with, they weren't worth a crap. Humana wasn't. And they would say, yeah, she's got 120 days worth of skilled nursing. And then the nursing homes would talk to them, and then they would deny it, but then they'd tell me she's got it. You know, the only time Humana ever called me, I got Fox 17 over there to do a story, and that's the only time they ever returned a call. That's the power of media. That's why I'm going back to school and learning media to leverage that. But then when you keep cutting media and you don't have people going into it, no wonder no one's covering real issues. But, you know,
well, Vicky, everybody's a media, anyone with a camera and, you know, to know how to do it, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And
but stories need, like, somebody covered that. Somebody covered that right there. And I'm sure multiple agencies or multiple media outlets covered it. But it's a serious issue. But with Vicky, you know, I come in to check on her one night, and she was singing that song. You've heard me share it 50 times. You know, Country Road, Take Me Home, The Place I Belong. She didn't know who I was, but she was singing Country Road, Take Me Home. She wanted to come home. And man, I kept thinking, how can I get her home? But you know, my wife, we can't, you know, it was going to be so hard to try to take care of her because she couldn't walk. And but that's what put me on music therapy. That's what led to the legislation about music therapy. And music is a powerful tool. Somebody just a girl just texted me. It was a Amazing Grace, Chris Tomlin song. She said, Mike, just want to let you know, I heard this song, made me think of you. I was like, God bless. She said, I said, well, thank you for your kindness. She said, well, don't tell anybody I was being kind. She works in the prison ministry with Men of Valor. It's Genevieve Muckle, and I hope Genevieve don't mind me sharing it. But I just thought, what a kind act.
Again, you know? Don't tell Mike anything that you want to keep secret.
Tell her all live on the radio.
So this Health Facilities Commission came about in 2022 after it was determined the State Department of Health wasn't handling it, you know, correctly, from what I understand. And so now you get the backlog down, and it could be 5 years, and the Tennessee Health Commission or Health Facilities Commission, they were set to dissolve in December of 2026.
Yeah.
And what did we do yesterday? We voted to extend that for 4 years to give them a chance to make But that's 10 years. It takes 10 years to make a change like that.
It's like Bob Dylan said, the times they are changing. I think it gets back to not only workforce development, but character as well, accountability. But you mentioned that department. I can get off on a rant, talk about Department of Safety, Department of Revenue, Department of Education. Yeah, There's so many areas.
I knew that this has affected both myself and yourself, yes, with your sister and mother, directly, and we've seen that, we've lived that, and you can only imagine, yeah, the frustrations by people who hear that. And I'm sure others who were listening who didn't know this, but maybe had someone in a nursing home or assisted living facility, they've lived this over the last, yeah, number of years. Got worse in COVID.
Yes, yeah, it definitely. My late father, who you've heard me talk about, was in World War II. He's a really difficult man. He always said, I'm never going to go in a nursing home. And me and him didn't speak, sadly, for about 8 years of his life, which was, he was just really a hard guy. Married 5 times. And I remember he fell, and my wife got the call from one of his friends. I said, well, call the ambulance, get him over there at the hospital. And got to pray with my dad. I asked him to forgive me of any hurts I've caused him, and I forgave him of any hurts. I thought he was going to come. But the doctor did say, he's going to have to go to nursing home and go on dialysis. He always said, I'm not going to ever go on dialysis. And the hospital called me the next morning. They said, hey, man, your dad's went into a coma. He ain't going to make it. So that was my dad's way of checking out, saying, I'm not going to a nursing home. My late stepfather, Dr. William Chan, said that too. So his my stepbrother's sisters, they put him in a assisted living, which he should have been in a nursing home. But most of us are going to face it. I don't want to go out that way. You know what I mean? I mean, anybody, yeah, that's watched that, man, it's rough. But let me go back to the Department of Safety. They're the ones blocking me on my school bus legislation. We've got a crisis of school bus drivers, the lack of school bus drivers. And you might, well, it's not a crisis, Mike. Well, let your child be at the bus stop for an hour and a half, like a guy in Clarksville called me the other day, and his son gets reported absent from school. That's a crisis for that family, a crisis for that mother or grandparents or a foster mother that's got to go get that child to school and take off work. But you know what their customer service reviews are? Take a guess what the Department of Safety's customer service review is.
I would bet that you're not going to find many that are above an F.
It's 1.6. And I shared this at the school board of the day, because I've got my legislation, just which I know it's going to help. And we're the most restrictive in the world to drive a school bus. We're 25. And in the state's infinite wisdom, they took and lowered, they took and raised it after that guy in Chattanooga who shouldn't have been driving a school bus was 24 and 6 kids got killed. So in their infinite wisdom and discernment, or lack thereof, they move it to 25. And then they wonder why. And I've got young people that want to drive a school bus.
So what would have been a better option for what that guy did to keep somebody
him? Here's the thing about it. It to me, it's like whether it's a school teacher or a family member or acquaintance, if you see signs, whether it's mental health or addiction, someone should have intervened. The guy was speeding, and that area that he was driving, is, there's hills and mountains over there. Parents complained, students complained. Others should have intervened before 6 children lost their lives.
Do you think that was the first time he did that? I wouldn't think it would be.
No,
driving fast, over speed limit, erratically.
Of the guy. Yeah. And then the guy, here's what is so sad. I can't make this stuff up, folks. We're more restricted than Russia, Cuba, Iran, you name it, California, and no one's speaking up about it. Where's the GOP at? Where's the Tea Party? Where's everybody at on this thing? People need to start speaking up and caring about what, I couldn't imagine being a school bus driver. Could you imagine driving a school bus?
No.
Dealing with the children today?
Right.
It's a different world than it was when we were growing up. But the Department of Safety's customer service reviews is 1.6. 1.6 out of 5. And I made the comment at school board, and I appreciate Stan Vaught and Frances Rosales and others, Caleb Tidwell and others for helping me, Claire Maxwell. And I said, Comcast is 1.8. And I heard a couple people laugh. No one's lower than Comcast. You know what I mean? No one's lower, but no private business.
And
no,
this show
restaurant
is brought to you by
United Communication, Google Fiber. But anyways, no business is going to exist with a F rate. No, what restaurant would you go to? I was at Buster's Place yesterday. I would say most people would give them an A for hamburgers and wings. I mean, everybody loves Buster's, but if they had an F, Buster's not going to stay in business.
WGNS, well, no, that's like the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission getting a 4-year after all of the problems.
Google Google that real quick and see, because people can leave, you know, like reviews and all. And I try to leave reviews for good people that do good work. I had a guy, you know, Cantrell's Concrete. Daryl Cantrell left him a nice review the other day. Somebody else gave me good service, left them a nice review.
Tennessee Health Facilities, isn't it? Yeah. I just see a lot about the news stories and stuff that were here. I don't see anything about reviews necessarily.
Well, you may have to do a Google, different search topic. Well, you found the department?
Yes. Yeah, but I'm not seeing anything about
that. Like that, tell you the importance of these reviews. You know, I went after that Tennessee title pond that was trying to take that black girl's car, who was caring for her sister, who was special needs, battling cancer, since passed. I asked that girl, it's on YouTube, if folks want to see it, type in Miss Helen Predatory Lending. And I said, man, why'd you even shop here? Because the guy's advertised 11%, and it's 11% a month. It's 132%. She said, because all of his positive reviews. I'm like, you know, you believe those reviews? Those reviews I'm sure are real, but some of these folks that are causing mayhem and mischievous, nefarious acts in our community, those are fake reviews. Mm. Nobody left 145 reviews at Tennessee Title Pond that are baiting and switching people from 11% to 132% interest.
Well, all I can find is, and this is an AI just searching out, reviews for Tennessee Health Facilities. So, I mean, it's not this commission, but it's health facilities. Yeah. Ranked the state 44 out of 50.
Wow.
So there are only six states that are worse than our health facilities in the state of Tennessee, according to the U.S. News.
Well, take Department of Children's Services. I mean, Danny Tolleson's one of the biggest advocates, or, you know, that stays on me about this kind of stuff, other than maybe Bobby Hopkins from Rotary. But, you know, when you have such brokenness, broken homes, lack of fathers, it's a trickle-down effect. And, you know, we've got 8,000 kids in state custody right now. You know what it costs to incarcerate a juvenile? About $150,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, the county's going to have to build a new jail. What is that, $300 million, $350 million? I mean, this is where the family unit and the lack, and I'm not saying everybody's got to be an altar boy, but back when I was growing up, there was more accountability. You had neighbors. I mean, my own neighbor whipped me as a kid. Sally Walls would jump all over me if we acted up. But we had intervention. We had community. It seems like today it's just going to spiral. More legislation is not going to solve the problem.
So the paddle will, though.
It did for me.
Well, in some things.
Well, you know, got my attention. Thank you, Mr. Rakes.
Well, I guess, Mike, remind folks to listen on Sunday, 5 o'clock, Conversations with Mike Sparks.
Buster's Place is going to come up. Alex and Terry Jordan, the new owners of Buster's Place.
Nice.
All right.
All right. See you then.
Thank you.
That's State Representative Mike Sparks. That's going to do it for our time here this morning. Thanks for joining. If you came in a bit late, you can check the podcast. It will be up shortly over at WGNSradio.com or wherever you consume podcasts. You can go to WGNSradio.com/live to find out all the information about where you can listen or watch WGNS. Have a good day, everybody.